This is the Sikkha Murli of the 26th of February 2026. Essence. Sweet children, remember the one Father who gives happiness. Accumulate the power of yoga in this short time because it will be very useful at the end. Question. What awareness should you children who have unlimited disinterest constantly have? Answer. You should constantly have the awareness. This body is my dirty costume, and I now have to shed it and return home. Remember the Father and the inheritance, and nothing else. This is unlimited disinterest. While performing actions, make such effort to stay in remembrance that the burden of sin is removed from your head and the soul becomes Seto Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Om Shanti. The Father explains very easy things to you children every day. This is God's university. It truly says in the Gita, God speaks. God, the Father of all, is one. No one else can be God. Yes, all can be the children of the one Father. It should enter your intellects that the Father definitely establishes a new world of heaven. We would definitely have received our inheritance of heaven from that Father. Shivjanti is only remembered in Bharat. However, only the Father comes and explains how Shivjanti takes place. The Father comes at the confluence age of the cycle for the children in order to make the children pure from impure once again, that is to give them their inheritance. At this time, everyone is cursed by Ravana, and this is why they are all unhappy. This is now an iron-aged old world. Constantly remember that you are Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Those who consider themselves to be Brahma Kumars and Kumaris should understand that they receive the grandfather's inheritance every cycle through Brahma. No one else can have so many children. He is the father of everyone. Brahma too is a child. All of you children receive the inheritance from the grandfather. His inheritance is the kingdom of the golden age. Since that unlimited father is the creator of heaven, we should definitely have the kingdom of heaven. However, we forgot that we had the kingdom of heaven. How does the incorporeal Father give that to us? He definitely gives it through Brahma. It used to be his kingdom in Bharat. It is now the confluence age of the cycle. It is because Brahma exists at this confluence age that you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. There cannot be any question of blind faith. This is adoption. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Brahma is Shiv Baba's child, and we are once again receiving the kingdom of heaven from Shiv Baba. We received it previously too, 5,000 years ago. We used to belong to the deity religion. There continues to be expansion till the end. For instance, Christ came, and the Christian religion still exists and continues to grow. They understand that they have become Christians through Christ. Christ came 2,000 years ago. It is now growing. Everything is at first Sato Pradhan, then Sato, Rajo, and then Tamo. You were Sato Pradhan in the Golden Age, and you then went through the Sato, Rajo, and Tamo stages. The Tamo Pradhan world definitely becomes Sato Pradhan again. There used to be the original, eternal, deity religion in the new world. There are four main religions. Your religion continues for half a cycle. Here too, you belong to that religion. But because of becoming vicious, you no longer call yourselves deities. You belonged to the original eternal deity religion. But when you went on to the path of sin, you became impure. And this is why you called yourselves Hindus. You have now become Brahmins. Shiv Baba is the highest on high. Then there are you Brahmins. Your Brahmin clan is the highest of all. You have become the children of Brahma, but you don't receive the inheritance from Brahma. Shiv Baba is establishing heaven through Brahma. You souls now know the Father. The Father says, by coming to know me, from me, you understand all the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world cycle. I have that knowledge. I am the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss, the ocean of purity. You become pure for 21 births, and you then fall into the ocean of poison. Now the Father, the ocean of knowledge, is making you pure from impure. The water of the Ganges cannot purify you. People go to bathe there, but that water is not the purifier. These rivers also existed in the Golden Age, and they still exist in the Iron Age. There is no difference in the water. They even say the bestower of salvation for all is one Rama. He alone is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. Baba comes and gives you this knowledge through which you become the masters of heaven. In the golden and silver ages, there is no devotion or scriptures, etc. You receive the inheritance of constant happiness from the Father. It isn't that you have to go there and bathe in the Ganges, or that you have to go on pilgrimages. This is your spiritual pilgrimage, which no human being can teach you. The Father is the Father of all souls. There are innumerable physical fathers, whereas there is only the one spiritual Father. Remember this very firmly. When Baba asks you how many fathers you have, you become confused and wonder what Baba is asking you. Everyone only has one father. How can someone have two or three fathers? The Father explains, you remember that Father, the Supreme Soul, when you are unhappy. When they are in sorrow, they say, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, liberate us from sorrow. So there are two fathers. One is a physical father, and the other is the spiritual father, whose praise they sing, you are the mother and father, and we are your children. There is a lot of happiness due to your mercy. You cannot receive that much happiness from physical parents. When people experience sorrow, they remember that father. Only that father can ask you such a question. No one else can ask you this question. On the path of devotion, you sing, Baba, when you come, I will listen to no one but you. All others only cause sorrow. Only you give happiness. And therefore, the Father comes and reminds you of what you used to say. You know that only you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. People have such stone intellects that they don't even understand who the Brahma Kumaris are and who Mama and Baba are. They are not sages or holy men. Sages and holy men are called gurus, not a mother and father. That father comes and establishes the kingdom of the deity religion, where the king, queen, Lakshmi and Narayan rule. At first, they are pure and then they become impure. Those who become worthy of worship then take 84 births. First, you receive the inheritance of happiness for 21 births from the father. A Kumari is one who uplifts 21 clans. This is remembered of you. You are Kumaris, not householders. Although you are grown up, all of you have died alive and have now become the children of the Father. Prajapita Brahma has many children, and the number of them will continue to grow. Then all of them will become deities. This is Shiv Baba's sacrificial fire. This is known as the sacrificial fire for self-sovereignty, in order to attain self-sovereignty. Souls receive their inheritance of the kingdom of heaven from the Father. What do you have to do in this sacrificial fire? You have to sacrifice everything into it, including your body. Through this sacrificial fire, you will attain a kingdom. The Father reminds you of what you used to sing on the path of devotion. Baba, when you come, I will surrender myself to you. I will sacrifice myself to you. Now, all of you consider yourselves to be Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You may live at home with your families, but you have to remain as pure as a lotus. Consider yourselves to be souls. We are Baba's children. You souls are my lovers. The Father says, I am the one beloved. You have been calling out to me, the beloved. You are lovers for half a cycle. The one who is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is incorporeal. The soul who plays a part through this body is also incorporeal. You also have to play your parts on the path of devotion. Devotion is the night. People stumble in the dark. You have been stumbling from the Copper Age onwards. At this time, you experience great sorrow. It is now the end of the Iron Age. All of their money, etc., is to turn to dust. When someone who is a millionaire or a king has a child, he thinks that all of that wealth is for his child, that his children and his grandchildren will eat from that wealth. But the Father says, they won't eat anything from it. This world is going to be destroyed. There is very little time left. There will be many obstacles. People will fight amongst themselves. At the end, they will fight in such a way that rivers of blood will flow. You don't fight with anyone. You maintain your power of yoga. If you stay in remembrance, then when anyone with bad thoughts comes in front of you, he will have a fearsome vision and will instantly run away. You will remember Shiv Baba, and he will run away. Those who are very strong children will make the effort to belong to one Shiv Baba and none other. The father says, let your hands do the work, and let your heart remember the father. You children also have to look after your homes. However, if you souls remember the father, your burdens of sin will be removed. Simply remember me, and you will become Satopradhan from Dhammopradhan. But number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Then you will all shed your bodies, and Baba will take all of you souls back like a swarm of mosquitoes. There will be punishment for the rest of the world. Only a few will remain in Bharat then. There is this Mahabharat war for that. There will be a lot of expansion here. So many will hear these things at the exhibitions and through the projectors, etc. Those subjects continue to be created. Only one would be a king and the rest would be subjects. Even advisors are said to be in the line of subjects. There are many subjects. One king would have approximately 100,000 subjects. So the king and queen have to make effort. The father says, while doing everything, constantly remember me alone. A lover and beloved have physical love for each other. You children are his lovers at this time. Your beloved has come and is teaching you. He is teaching you now. After studying, you will become deities. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance, and you will become free from disease for all time. You also have to remember the cycle of 84 births. In the Golden Age, we took this many births. In the Silver Age, we took this many births. We who belong to the deity religion have been round the full cycle of 84 births. As you progress further, the number of you will grow a great deal. You will have thousands of centers. You will continue to explain in every street, remember the father and the inheritance. You now have to return home. This is a dirty costume. This is unlimited disinterest. Sannyasis simply renounce their limited homes and families. They are Hatha Yogis. They cannot teach Raja Yoga. They say that devotion is eternal. The father says, devotion begins in the Copper Age. You came down 84 steps and have become Dhammopradhan. You were deities. Christians say that they are Christians. You know that you were in the Golden Age. The Father has established the deity religion. Those who were Lakshmi and Narayan have now become Brahmins. In the Golden Age, there was one king and queen and one language. Some children have had visions of that too. All of you belong to the original eternal deity religion. Only you take 84 births. When people say that souls are immune to the effect of action, and that God is omnipresent, that is wrong. There is a soul in every human. And so how can God be in everyone like they say? In that case, everyone would be the Father. They have become so tamo pradhan. Previously, you believed everything you heard. The Father now comes and tells you the truth. He gives each of you a third eye of this knowledge, with which you understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This is also the story of immortality. However, there are no stories in the subtle region, etc. All of those are saplings of the path of devotion. You are listening to the story of immortality in order to become immortal. There you shed your body and take another in great happiness. Here, when someone dies, they weep and wail. There is no illness, etc. there. There they remain constantly ever healthy and still have long lifespans. There is no impurity. Now, make it firm that you have completed the cycle of 84 births and that Baba has now come to take us back. He is also telling you the way to become pure. He says, simply remember me, the Father, and the inheritance. In the Golden Age, you are 16 celestial degrees full, and then the degrees decrease. Now, no degrees remain in you. Only the Father liberates you from sorrow and takes you into happiness. And this is why he is called the Liberator. He takes everyone back home with him. Your gurus don't take you back with them. When one of those gurus leaves, one of his disciples sits on his throne. There is then a lot of upheaval among the disciples. They fight among themselves for the throne. The Father says, I will take you souls back with me. If you don't become perfect, punishment has to be experienced and your status is destroyed. The kingdom is being established here. Achcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Practice having such remembrance that anyone who comes in front of you with bad thoughts is transformed. Maintain the effort of belonging to one Shiv Baba and none other. 2. In order to attain self-sovereignty, sacrifice everything you have, including your body. When you surrender everything you have, including your body, into this sacrificial fire, you will receive a royal status. Blessing. May you have determination in your thoughts and with the speciality of the power of tolerance, transform the sanskars of others. Just as Father Brahma tolerated insults from Gyani and non-Gyani souls and transformed them, so follow the Father in the same way. For that, simply have discrimination in your thoughts. Do not ask yourself how much longer you can do that. Initially, you may feel, how is it going to happen, and how much longer am I going to tolerate it? If someone still says something about you, just stay quiet, tolerate it, and that person will change. Don't become disheartened. Slogan? To tolerate and bow down at the confluence age is the greatest of the highest order. Avyak signal? With the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Bhakdada first of all wants there to be unity in the companions, in service, and in the atmosphere. When you become united with one strength and one support, and in following one direction, you will then have success in the service you do. Just as a coconut is broken and a ribbon is cut at an inauguration, in the same way, cut the ribbon for one direction, one strength, one faith and unity, and break the coconut for contentment and happiness amongst everyone. Water the earth with this, and then see how much success you have. Om Shanti.